The message you're about to listen to is a recording from God's Favorite House. It is our prayer that you listen, your life will be transformed, and you will be taken to greater heights in your walk with Jesus. Amen. God bless you as you listen to this message. Someone's knocking at the door.
Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Say good morning to your neighbors to the left and to the right. So this morning, as you know, we are looking at open doors. Open doors. Holy words. Long prison for our in this world they resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Ancient words ever true, changing me. Amen and amen, as so it is and shall be, in the mighty name of Jesus. Revelations chapter 3, verse 8. Revelations 3, 8. The word of God says, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know that you have little strength. Yet, you have kept my word and have not denied my name. God is placing before you an open door. This year is your year of open doors in the name of Jesus. And the doors that God is opening for you this year, no man can shut. No man will be able to shut. Anyone that attempts it will be like Laba Laba, whose clothes tears. Laba Laba is the butterfly. Whose clothes tears when it tries to lay ambush. in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. This year, everyone that fights against you, God will fight against them. The one that holds the key of David will fight against everyone that fights against you in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead your cause against them that persecute you or attempt to persecute you in the name of Jesus. Every pit that has been dug for you, the people that dug the pit we fall into it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, and so it is and shall be, because God has opened doors for you. Open doors for you this year, and no man can shut. Anyone born of a woman that attempts to shut it will go in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God's and rests upon you. God's power rests upon you. God's greatness rests upon you. You know, I've been asked many times that, you know, why do people see good things that are happening to other people and they just want to winchy them? They want to winchy, you know? And let me use Gen Z speak. They become haters. They just begin to hate on you. They just hate on you, you know? And the issue is that that's the nature of man. You know, on social media, for instance, the haters on social media, the weapon they think they have is, you know, to begin to drag you or, you know, do things, you know, and stuff. That's the weapon they think they have. But in different parts of the world, people think they have different weapons, or people think that when they speak into your life, negativity, it will happen. So they don't have social media, so they will speak negativity. Some people think when they use one winchy or, you know, jazz or whatever, because that's the power they have. It is the same. Foreigner is a generation of social media, or a generation of Utumapo, or is a generation of... It is the same. Everyone that comes this year, everyone and beyond, this year and beyond, everyone that comes against you will fall for your sake. In the name of Jesus. People are saying, oh, Pastor, why can't people just leave and let's leave? Well, it's a question I'm still trying to answer myself. You know? It is how the nature of the debased nature of man. But we are children of God. We should not be found in those kind of levels and operations in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So he that has the key of David has placed before you an open door, and open doors that no one can shut, in the mighty name of Jesus. So this year, you are going to have open doors of opportunities. Open doors of opportunities. You see, there are doors you've been knocking on and desirous of before now. This year, boom, they begin to open in the mighty name of Jesus. There are projects that have been assigned to you by heaven, that it could even be the door of, you know, laziness, or whatever door that has been shut against that opportunity. This year, those doors open up in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In 1 Corinthians 16, verse 9, 1 Corinthians 16:9, the word of God says that, this is Paul speaking, he says, because a wide door of effective service, a wide and effectual door, another translation puts it, has opened to me in Ephesus. It says, very promising opportunity. Wide doors, effectual doors, very promising opportunities opens to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It says, and there are many adversaries. Pastor, is that in the Bible? Yes. When God opens doors, there are haters. There are people that want to winch you. It is what it is. We should stop, you know, sitting down and, you know, saying, oh, why me? I've had people say to me, I mean, years ago, that, well, Pastor, you know, if I don't wish people bad, people will not wish me bad. If I just mind my business, if I'm just going, I don't... I'm like, this world we are in does not operate like that. Does not operate like that. You don't need to offend anybody. Just be cute, you know, just be cute. That's all you need to be. Just be fresh, you know. You know, some people They are just upset because of your steez. You know, they're just upset. There's nothing you have done. And stop racking your head. Like, oh, what have I done? Oh, maybe I need to do... There's nothing you can do. If you sit down, they will complain. If you get top, you just live your life. And this year, God is opening to you wide doors in the name of Jesus. He's opening to you effectual doors in the name of Jesus. He's opening to you promising, very promising opportunities in the name of Jesus. But Paul is saying here that wide doors, effectual doors, very promising opportunities are opening. And there are many adversaries. There are many adversaries. Open doors attract adversaries. You will prevail in the name of Jesus. That's why, you know, sometimes when Jesus speaks, you know, that's why he said, a door that no one can shut. Why would Jesus say that? Because people will try to shut the door, but they will fail. Because it is he that has the key of David that has opened the door. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, many, there are many adversaries. And it's interesting, you know, that Paul acknowledged the adversaries. You know, many times there are adversaries. We don't want to acknowledge them. We want to wish them away. We want to assume that they don't exist. No, they're adversaries. They're adversaries. People, they winch you. You know, my pigeon is flowing. I mean, you know, anyway. God, that's God's word. That's God's word. And it is interesting that, you know, the choice of words, if you read the Bible, you can just read through. But if you pay attention, the Holy Spirit will open your eyes to what's exactly at play here. The choice of words is very, very, very demure. You know, it's very demure. It says, and there are many adversaries. Paul did not say, God has opened an effectual door, a very promising door, a wide door. He didn't say, but there are adversaries. He didn't say, but there are adversaries. If Paul had said, but there are adversaries, you know what that would mean? That means it's a defeatist position. It's a position of, oh, but. But says, oh, I could have done this, but for this. Oh, God did this, but wicked people. No, there will be no but in your open doors in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There will be no but. It says, and there are adversaries. And means it comes with it, but I will overcome them. That's what and means. And. It means that when God opens a door, no enemy can padlock it. Let me just put it plainly in a way that we understand, my people, you know. Nobody can put padlock. Nobody can put agadagodo where God opens the door. The padlock has not been created. There are padlocks, but they will not work. They will not fit your door. The hands that hold those padlocks will wither in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It says that God has opened an effectual door. It says, and there are many. There was a many. Many adversaries. It didn't say, but there are many. I checked all the translations. And. Another translation says, moreover, there are adversaries. Moreover means, well, it is what it is. There are adversaries. The focus is on the opportunity. The victory is assured in Christ Jesus. Since every opportunity, in other words, comes with opposition. It comes with opposition. You don't focus on the resistance, you focus on the door. You focus on the door. That door is blasting open in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It's blasting open in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So every opportunity comes with opposition. In fact, I want to encourage you to get a copy of a book titled Winning. Winning by yours truly, you know. Buy that book. It will change your life. Winning. It's just like the example given in the book, you know. Whoever you consider the best footballer in the world, you know, some people would say it's Pelé, footballer ever, but the people that didn't know Pelé, you know, they would say CR7 or Messi, you know. You know, sometimes when people have not seen, you know, action, you know, they'll be calling home video, you know. Anyway, regardless of whoever you think is the best footballer ever, imagine that person on the pitch playing. What do you think? How do you think the opposition will arrange their defense? Sometimes they will put three men on one man. And they are shoving him. They are tackling him hard. Imagine Messi or CR7 or Pelé in his days, when they are tackling him, he says, oh, coach, oh, ref, excuse me, ref, they are rough. No, it's a contact sport. They will tackle you. But one key thing about these people is that they dribble through, they push back, they fight back, and they prevail. You will prevail. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will prevail. One thing that you have to learn is that a strong opposition doesn't mean a wrong direction. Strong opposition does not mean a wrong direction. You see, we cannot be like water. Water is unstable. It changes form based on the temperature easily. You know, when you heat up water, it changes to the gaseous form, becomes gaseous. When the room temperature, it becomes liquid. When the temperature drops, it solidifies. You will not be unstable like water in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Water, you say, follows the path of least resistance. Water follows the path of least resistance. So if water is flowing in a direction and there's a resistance there, all it's looking for is how to go around it, how to flow around it, how to flow. Some resistance should be pushed down. Some resistance should be burnt to ashes. God will empower you too. Many people erroneously conclude that whenever they face a strong resistance, they are like, oh, maybe this is not God's will for me. Or, okay, maybe I should change direction. No. Strong opposition does not mean wrong direction. In fact, many times, strong opposition means you are in the right direction. You will overcome. You will take and have the maximum benefit of your open doors in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, you will. In fact, the greatest opportunities often face the greatest oppositions. They often come with the greatest opposition. Don't think that because there's some people, you know, get married, for instance, and I'm yet to see someone that gets married and says that, oh, you know, this person is just perfect. It's just perfect. Well, if you are there, let us know. The truth is, as a pastor counseling people, the number of people that have come and said, Pastor, this is not what I bargained for. These opportunities, the opposition is too much. And we have people bolt out of their marriages, just give up, just say no. I'm not going to fight no more. God is saying to you, you have prayed for an open door. You have the open door. There are oppositions. You will prevail. Focus on the good in the land. There is good. You will eat the good of that land. You will eat the good of that open door in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There are people that you got a job, then all of a sudden there's opposition. You will eat the good of that land in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And there's nothing the giants can do about it. Oh, the giants will be slain in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So the size of your opposition often reveal the size of your opportunity. Oh yes, the size of your opposition often reveal the size of your opportunity. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. The God of hosts is with you. The one that has the key of David is with you. The door of opportunity is opened unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and you will walk into it, and you will get the best of it, and you will maximize that opportunity, regardless of what the adversaries say. And so it is and shall be. In Jesus' amazing name, amen. So the first door we're looking at this morning is the door of opportunity. The second door is the door of deliverance. The door of deliverance. There are people that have been held captive up until now. The door of deliverance opens to you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Bakulai Sande Mahanda. There are people that have been held captive. The door of deliverance opens to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It opens to you. In fact, there are people that you have been like, you are like, you know, thinking that maybe you should develop a rapport with your captors, you know, and just live with it. The prey of the mighty will be delivered in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh yes, it will be. The door of deliverance is opening to you, and no one can shut it. You know, there's a story in Acts chapter 12, 7 to 10. Acts 12, 7 to 10. The angel of the Lord opened the prison door for Peter. The door of deliverance was opened for him. Whew! Opened for him. The ministry spirit of the Lord will go forth and open every prison door in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Mahusande, the opening that is supernatural, you will experience it mightily and heavily in the name of Jesus. It's so powerful. It's so powerful. In Exodus 14, 21 to 22. Exodus 14, 21 to 22. God opened the Red Sea as the door of deliverance to Israel. So if you look at it, the Red Sea represents a barrier that is not necessarily a door. So God can make a door out of water. Hallelujah. God can create a door, can use water as a door. There's nothing that is standing before you that cannot become a door. God parted the Red Sea so that his children can walk on bare land. A body of water became an open door. Whatever water that is blocking you will become an open door. And whatever even doesn't look like a door that is blocking you will become an open door. So what seems like a dead end is just God's doorway to deliverance. It's God's doorway to deliverance. You can say, oh, but pastor, what is in front of me? At least there's no door. Now, you talk less of having an open door. There is no door. Whatever the barrier is, God will turn it to an open door for you in the mighty name of Jesus. So God doesn't just open prison doors. He walks his people through them. That is huge. The angel walked with Peter through. God doesn't just open the door. And we can unpack that much more another time. He walks his people through the door. He says, I am the one. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. He walks his people through the door. Why? Because no lock is strong enough. Is strong enough to keep God's deliverance out of reach. There is no lock that is strong enough. There is no barrier that is disguised enough. God is able and he will turn this into open doors in the mighty name of Jesus. So you will experience the open door of opportunities. You will experience the open doors of deliverance. Number three, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will experience the open doors of revelation. The door of revelation opens to you in the mighty name of Jesus. The door of revelation opens to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Revelations chapter 4, verse 1. Revelations 4, 1. It says, then as I looked, I saw a door open in heaven, and the same voice I had heard before spoke to me like a trumpet blast. The voice said, come up here, and I will show you what must happen. After this, come up here and I will show you what must happen after this. A door of revelation opens to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He said, the writer says, then I looked and I saw a door standing open in heaven. You know, the beauty about the peculiarity about the door of revelation is that you have to pay attention. So, for the child of God, the door is standing open already in heaven. But you have to pay attention. You have to look. You have to look. Don't let this year be a roller coaster that you're just running because of doors that are opening and opportunities. You know, that is the challenge sometimes. When doors of opportunities open, doors of deliverance open, people begin to run up and down. Let me maximize this. Yes, you will be disciplined enough to maximize the opportunities in the name of Jesus. you'll be graced enough to enter into those doors and take what God has for you in the name of Jesus. However, you have to be present enough to look, to pay attention to heaven. This is so powerful. To pay attention to heaven, to look. It says, then as I looked, it is as you look that you will see a door standing open in heaven. The door is standing open already, but people are not seeing it. God's revelation for your life and destiny is opening already, but people are just not seeing it. People are not seeing it. It says, I looked and I saw a door standing open in heaven. So when we pay attention, we begin to come into the revelation that God has for us. Hallelujah. When you pay attention, you begin to see the doors opening for you in heaven that are standing open. Don't let the other doors distract you from the door of revelation. The door of revelation is so powerful because if you look at that scripture, it says that, and the voice I had heard before spoke to me like a trumpet blast. The voice said, come up here. The voice of revelation is what determines your level of operation. The voice of revelation, the door of revelation, is what determines your level of operation. The door of revelation is what determines your level of operation. And it determines your level of operation across board. So even if God is opening other doors for you, it is the door of revelation that determines your level of operation in those opportunities, in those doors. Some people are entering a door and they are operating at a very low level. It is based on their revelation. It says, the voice said to me, come up here. It is the voice, it is the door of revelation that elevates you and changes your level. Revelation is the determinant of the level of operation of man. Two people can be in the same place, but one is operating at a higher level of revelation. Why? Because he's paying attention. He's paying attention. You see, the way it works is that if you don't pay attention, doors are opening, people are not seeing. Because people are not seeing, people are not hearing. And because people are not hearing, their levels are not being elevated. You will pay attention in the name of Jesus. You will see in the name of Jesus. Because you are seeing, you will hear in the name of Jesus. Because you are seeing and hearing, your level will be elevated in the mighty name of Jesus. He says, come up here and I will show you what must happen after this. And I will show you what must happen after this. You are walking into doors of opportunities, doors of deliverances, all the other doors, and you will not walk into them blind in the name of Jesus. You will not walk into them groping in darkness in the name of Jesus. You will walk into them seeing because you are walking into the door of revelation. So powerful, so powerful. So powerful, so powerful, so powerful. Some people, the door of fruitfulness, for instance, has opened unto them. Hallelujah. And the door of fruitfulness is opening to you. Physical fruitfulness beyond the fruit of the womb in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Some people, the door of fruitfulness has opened. But the door of revelation about that child, you are not paying attention. So you are not seeing the door that is opening. You are not paying attention. God wants you to pay attention. When you pay attention, you will look and you will see that door. And when you see, you will hear. Then your level of operation will be higher. Then you can't hear the things that are going to happen in that life that God has entrusted you with. The door of revelation. I said the door of revelation. Genesis 28. Genesis 28. This verse 16 and 17. It says, verse 17 says that, but he was also afraid and said, what an awesome place. This is Jacob. What an awesome place this is. It is none other than the house of God, the very gateway, the doorway to heaven. All of a sudden, it's wow, I'm not in an ordinary place. What happens is that many people, you think you're in an ordinary place. You are not in an ordinary place. Oh, you're not. You're not in an ordinary place. This is the gate of heaven. This is the doorway to heaven. You are not in another place. You come to church, you think, oh, okay, I like the church. People are nice. Oh, thank God for the choir. Oh, the choir is so, you know, amazing and anointed. Oh, I enjoy the word. The word is so powerful. It is not an ordinary place. No. No. There are angels in this place. Ascending and descending. Ascending and descending. If you pay attention, you will see the door. Like, ooh, you will see the door. The effectual door. The wide door opened unto you. And you will know that, the truth, this is not an ordinary place. This is the gateway of heaven. This is the doorway of heaven. So, God's open doors often lead to greater understanding, not just a better circumstance. And when you get that, it becomes so powerful. God's open doors often lead to greater understanding. Many times when we think of open doors, we want open doors to better circumstances, better situations, and thank God for those. If you only experience an open door to a better situation, and you don't experience an open door to a better understanding, you will not get the best of that situation. But because you will get the best of the situation that God has put you in, and doors that God has opened to you, you will have better understanding. Understanding makes the difference. Understanding makes the difference. Some people, they are talking about husband, wife, marriage. You have a husband, you don't understand how to handle a man, you know. You know, two sisters were arguing over a man, you know, in my presence, a pastor was there. I was just looking at both of them. They were arguing over a man, you know. They both like the same man. And one sister said to the other sister, do you know what to do with a man? And I was like, see, action. She said, do you know what to do with a man? You know? And then I said, you know? I'm like, calm down, girls. Calm down, ladies. Calm down. The point is this. There are people, the door of marriage has opened to you. You don't know what to do with a man. You don't know how to handle a man. You don't even understand how a man thinks and operates. You don't even, and you think, oh, this man is just crazy. And vice versa, the same. You're a man, you're married. You don't know how to handle a woman. Even in the other room, you don't know how to handle a woman. You don't know how to. A door can open. A door of opportunity can open. But a door of understanding needs to open. You need to, God will open your understanding. That you will be able to understand and maximize the gifts that God has given you. You'll be able to understand and maximize the doors that are opened unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So when God opens the door, of revelation. You don't just step into things, you see into things. I mean, that's so powerful. You know, you don't just step into things, you see into things. So for those that have entered a room already and you lack that understanding of the operations of the room, God gives you understanding today in the name of Jesus. The door of revelation opens to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oof. But the beauty of revelation, which is the side that we should all desire to operate in, is revelation as you enter. You know, because revelation is God's way of showing you the room before you enter. Imagine you there's an opportunity, a door of opportunity has opened to you, but the door of revelation has opened before you step into. So you already understand the operations. And I pray that that will be your story in the mighty name of Jesus. So God opens doors, doors of opportunity for you. In the name of Jesus, doors of deliverance opens to you. In the name of Jesus, the door of revelation opens to you. In the name of Jesus. And each door is an invitation for more. More in God. More of God. Each door is an invitation for you to step into more. And it is more of God. I mean, we're going to unpack this as we go on. It is more in God. If you look at the door of opportunity, you can say, it's an opportunity for me to do this and do that. But if you pay attention, it's actually to walk in more of God, to have more, to be more in God, and to have more of God. Are you ready? Are you ready to walk into these open doors? Are you ready? These doors that God is opening. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you saying this morning, Pastor, I need to walk into the door of salvation. I need to walk into the door of salvation, because without the door of salvation, the door of revelation remains inaccessible. I need to walk into the door of salvation. Or I have walked away from the door of salvation. I need to come back to Jesus. We want to pray with you this first Sunday of 2025. I want to make it right with God. Pastor, can I be prayed for? Yes, we want to pray with you. We'll pray with you in a bit. This is me. This is me. And the happy will come and take over from here.
Father, we say thank you. Lord, we give you praise. And thank you, Lord, for your children that have responded to the call this morning, opening up their hearts to you, Lord, even as you've opened up your throne room for them. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you come into their hearts and make a meal with them as you have promised. Father, that you would change these lives, the lives, the stories of these, your children, in the name of Jesus. We declare, like our Father, that they will not falter and they will not fail. They will run their race, my Father, and they will finish strong. And glory and honor will go to your name for the transformation of their lives. Honor and glory we give unto your wonderful name, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Let's give a big hand unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.